This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We've been reporting on this show about some of the knock-on effects of the banking debacle or situation, whatever you want to call it. And right now, we are going to take a look at what the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and all that ensued has meant for crypto. As of today, the price of a single Bitcoin has rallied to just over $28,000. That is approaching double its value at the end of last year, which I should remind you was not a good year for Bitcoin or most other cryptocurrencies. You'll remember we saw a string of major crypto bankruptcies, most notably for Exchange FTX back in November. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains this turnaround.
It's pretty clear right when you walk into the Bagel Exchange on Alhambra's Main Street that it's not your average bagel shop. One of the first things you see is a machine that sells Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Owner Ryan Natividad says you can pay for your schmear with cash, credit, or crypto, and not just Bitcoin and the other big ones.
We accept Litecoin, Matic. Someone paid with ApeCoin the other day.
Natividad also has a giant stock ticker mounted to the wall above four TV screens playing financial news and a live stream on Twitch. Making a matcha green tea latte, Natividad says he paid for this place from his own crypto winnings, and he's sticking with it.
I still believe in Bitcoin and Ethereum, and I believe it's going to be around for a while.
He says the banking crisis is a big reason why crypto is having a moment right now.
There's a lot of bad news going around. It's just like everyone don't know where to put their money.
Bitcoin, the standard bearer of crypto, came out of a period when bad financial news was the norm, the Great Recession. The cryptocurrency came into being in January 2009 after a year of major financial failures. This first wave of bank failures since then is a big test for crypto, says David Yermak at NYU's Stern School of Business.
Many of the larger banks appear to be vulnerable. Governments have not been particularly successful at bailing them out and shoring up public confidence. And this is exactly the kind of dynamic that the creators of Bitcoin were trying to play into.
And there's some validation in this moment, says Sheila Warren, CEO of the industry group Crypto Council for Innovation.
I think people are really feeling like this is what we've been talking about for so long, guys. So I do think there is a quiet kind of recognition of that.
At the same time, many crypto enthusiasts and investors worry that regulators are trying to keep money from escaping the traditional banking system right now. Entrepreneur Adam Jackson is founder of Cambrian Asset Management, a cryptocurrency hedge fund, which he launched in 2017.
There certainly seems to be a concerted effort of, you know, closing the exit ramps, closing the doors on crypto.
Jackson points to the regulatory clampdown that's intensified lately. Late last month, the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, was sued by the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and Coinbase said it was put on notice about potential charges from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These developments have only added to the view, some have, that the financial system's old guard is coming after crypto. People tend to look for information that validates how they already view the world, says American University law professor Hillary Allen.
I could see how someone who very much wants to believe that crypto is the successor to traditional finance might interpret what has happened over the last few weeks as confirming that crypto will take over.
But they shouldn't, she says, because while the latest banking crisis has shown that there are definitely problems in traditional finance,
I think those problems are replicated and exacerbated in the crypto system.
Back at the Bagel Exchange, Ryan Natividad is having one of his regular chats about crypto with Richard Valenzuela, who owns the bar next door.
I come in here and make fun of him all the time.
Valenzuela says even after all their talks, crypto makes no sense to him.
It's like, how could something with no intrinsic value appreciate so much, right? I don't get that.
A lot of people really don't get it. But crypto seems to be rallying anyway, as many wait to see what's next for tech and the larger economy. In Alhambra, California, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.